WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has been good to us. He has kept us, and we are here to continue on the mission of spreading the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's good news, people of God. And that's the only good news we are hearing these days, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we have, God's people have to continue to spread the gospel wherever we go. So last week, we had finished chapter 26 of Matthew. We are in the gospel writings of Matthew. Last week, we finished chapter 26, but this week, we will be going into Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. Remember, they had arrested Jesus and Peter had denied Jesus. So we are going to see what else they're going to be doing with our Savior as we continue on this journey in the gospel writings of Matthew. And before we begin verse 1 of Matthew 27, let us pray. Father, we love you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you glory, we thank you that you are God, you reign supreme. We thank you, O God, that there is no one like you and none can be compared to you because you are the true and living God. You are the supreme one who reigns forevermore. And we thank you that we are your people, we are your children, we are the sheep of your pasture. And as we come, O God, this evening in the name of Jesus, we pray that you continue to open our hearts and minds to receive your word. Oh God, you will continue to bring forth revelation, knowledge to us. Oh God, that we will not stumble on this journey, oh God. Your word will be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for dying that we might live. And because you live, oh God, we live. Thank you for the new life we have in you, Jesus. Thank you that we, oh God, Almighty Lord, will display the new life in every aspect of our walk, that others will see you in us and come to glorify your name. So we just thank you again for today. We thank you for your people who took time out to come to hear your word. And we pray in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that as you illuminate your word to us, O God, those who are saved, O God, will continue to grow in grace and knowledge of you. Those who are not yet saved will come to a saving knowledge of who you are. So we just thank you for your presence, Holy Ghost. We thank you that you will guide us into all truth. We thank you that you will bring to our memory the word of Jesus Christ to us so that we will walk, O God, in victory. Father, we bless you, we honor, and we give you glory always. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen and amen. Bless God. So we are going into Matthew chapter 27, and verse 1 says, when morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. People of God, we see what happened. When morning came the following day, they still had the plot. They still were joining together against Jesus to put him to death. And look at verse 2 of Matthew 27. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. So we see, people of God, the Jewish leaders, the Jewish religious people, they bound Jesus and they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, who was the Roman governor at that time, people of God. So we know, people of God, the Jewish people, they brought him to Pontius Pilate because they wanted Pilate to sentence him to death. Because remember, people of God, the Romans, they are the only ones who could punish Jesus this way by crucifying him. The Jewish people could not crucify. Crucifixion was one of the ways that the Romans, people of God, would put their would sentence and would punish their people by crucifixion. So they brought Jesus to the Roman governor Pontius Pilate so that he could condemn Jesus to die by crucifixion. So we see, people of God, these Jewish people, as Isaiah had prophesied in Isaiah 53:8, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? People of God, his generation is those that have put their trust in him. People of God, the word tells us that in Hebrews 2:10, that Jesus brought many sons to glory. So who will be witnesses for Jesus? Which one of us are willing and ready to be witnesses for Jesus? Witness to be the one who said, Jesus Christ is Lord. There is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. How many of us, who will declare his generation? So we see people of God that led him away, delivered him to Pontius Pilate. And Isaiah prophesied about all of this about 700 years before Christ came. So we see people of God, this word had to be fulfilled. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who will declare his generation? Look on verse 3 of Matthew 27. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned. No, Judas wasn't condemned because he had betrayed Jesus Christ. Judas, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. So we see, people of God, Judas, seeing his state of condemnation, he was now lost without hope. He became regretful, people of God, of what he has done. He regretted every moment of it. So he brought back the betrayal money to the religious leaders. He brought back the betrayal money. Here is your 30 pieces of silver. He brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. And verse 4 of Matthew 27 said, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. I have sinned. He confessed that he had sinned by betraying innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? You see to it. Look on how the religious leaders responded to Judas, people of God. They said, what is that to us? You see to it. So we see they responded with such sarcasm. This is not our concern. That's what exactly they were saying. You deal with it. This is not our concern. People of God, their concern was to arrest Jesus and to put him to death. That was their concern. So they said, this is not, what is that to us? You see to it. So we see that they just wanted somebody from the inside to sell out Jesus to them. And they got that. So they don't want anything more to do with Judas. So Judas bringing back the money now, think they were going to sympathize with him. No. Hear what they say. What is that to us? You see to it. So we see they became so sarcastic in their response to Judas. What they're really saying, this is not our concern, Judas. You deal with it. And the word of God said, then he threw down the pieces of silver, verse 5 of Matthew 27. Then he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hung himself. People of God, Judas, the betrayer, he threw down the 30 pieces of silver in the temple. I don't want this money. And went and what? Hanged himself. He regretted what he had done. He was not condemned, people of God. Lost, without hope. The son of perdition. People of God, we have to understand the truth of this word. When you're reading 1 Timothy 6, 9 and 10. Let us read 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6, 9 and 10. 1 Timothy 6, 9 and 10 tells us, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money, verse 10 said, is a root of all kinds of evil. The love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some has strayed from the faith in their greediness. And we see that so clearly, people of God, in Judas. He strayed from the faith because he was greedy and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So we see he was pierced through with many sorrows. He destroyed himself, people of God. He went and hanged himself. So we have to be very careful, people of God, and ask the Lord to help us not to be greedy. Help us not to be covetous. Help us to be contented with what we have. We see Paul said, I've learned in whatever state I am in to be contented. If I have little, I am contented. If I have much, I am contented because my contentment is in Christ. So we have to understand, people of God, that we cannot allow money or the things of this world, material things, to cause us to sell out Jesus. Let us be careful. For once we depart from the faith, we have sold him out. So we don't want to be those that betray him. But we want to be people who honors him. We want to be people who honor Jesus. Honor him with our whole lifestyle. We must remember the price he paid for us. So that each day of our lives, people of God, we walk in honor of his great name. We show forth his glory and his praise. So we don't want to be people who betray him because of our love for money, our love for material things. And we see this in Judas. He was one of the 12, one of the inner circle. He was one of the 12. But we see, people of God, he departed from the faith. He went and he betrayed innocent blood. And the word of God said he threw down that money in the temple and went and hung himself. The son of perdition, he destroyed himself, people of God. Not just physically, but also spiritually. He destroyed himself because of his greed, his love for money, people of God. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to guard our hearts against the love of money. For the word of God tells us, as Timothy tells us in 1 Timothy 6, that they drown this love for money, this lust, drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. For which some have strayed, he said, from the faith. Some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. They are pierced through with many sorrows. And that's what happens to Judas. So we as God's people must be very careful and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us, to guard us, to fortify us, to give us hearts that are not covetous, hearts that are not greedy. We don't love money. It's good to have money, people of God, but we shouldn't love money. We must love Jesus, not money. And when we love Jesus more than anything else or anyone else, then money becomes second place. We don't put money before Jesus. And people of God, we don't want to pierce through ourselves with many sorrows. The word tells us the word is truth. So we have to be very careful, people of God, as we walk on this Christian journey. Let us allow the word of God to be that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Wherever I am, thy word will guide me. And wherever I'm going, whichever path I take, your word will guide me, Jesus. So I will not stumble. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. So we want the word of God to guide us in every aspect of our walk so that we do not stumble on this journey. We do not stray from our faith. The word of God tells us in the last days, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We must be careful, people of God. Keep our focus on Jesus Christ. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to put the word of the Lord at the forefront of our minds. That whenever we think, whatever we do, it will be in alignment with the word. So we have to come to that place of understanding that God is calling us children of God to be people who are walking by the word. The word of God said, order my steps in your word, O God. Psalm 119:133. Order my steps in your word, that sin will not have dominion over me. People of God, sin had dominion over Judas because his steps were not ordered by the word of God. But we, people of God, have the written word of God with us here. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. So we have to allow the word to reform us, to reshape us. Our minds have to be renewed with the word of God that we may know what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God for us. So we have to understand, people of God, we have to put God first. Where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. We must understand that God is calling us to put him first, to love him more than anyone else or anything else. We must love the Lord with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, and love one another like we love ourselves, people of God. This is the law and the prophets. This summarizes all the writings of the law and the prophets. People of God, loving God and loving his people. And when we love God, we will remain steadfast in the faith, rooted and grounded in the word of God. Look at verse 6 of Matthew 27. But the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury because they are the price of blood. So we see, people of God, they did not want to mix that money with the rest of money in the treasury in the temple. So they said, this is because we don't want to mix this because this is the price of blood. This money was used to buy and to trade for innocent blood. So they do not want to put that money along with the rest of money. They thought this money might contaminate the rest of money because this is blood money. Look at verse 7 of Matthew 27. And they consulted together and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. So we see the religious people thought that they were now doing a great job. They said they in buying the potter's field to bury strangers. So we see, people of God, but they were just as guilty as Judas. They were just as guilty as Judas. So they thought they were doing something great. No, we're going to buy this field to bury strangers in. So they thought they were doing a good work, people of God. But they, people of God, were just as guilty as Judas. Look at verse 8 of Matthew 27. Therefore, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. And verse 9 said, then was fulfilled what was spoken of by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced. And we see, and verse 10 said, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me. So we see, people of God, the prophecy went forth already that they would buy this field and that with this 30 pieces of silver that they used to pay for Jesus. So we see, people of God, prophecy must be fulfilled. We see the word of God has to be fulfilled. Everything that is written must be fulfilled. Look at verse 11 of Matthew 27. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said to him, it is as you say. The governor asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said, it is as you say. It is as you say, just as you say it, it is so. Look at verse 12 of Matthew 27. And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. While he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Look at verse 13, people of God, in Matthew 27. Then Pilate said to him, do you not hear how many things they testify against you? But the word said in verse 14, but he answered him not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly. He didn't answer Pilate there. So we see, people of God, he marveled greatly. And if we read the word of God in Isaiah 53:7, remember, people of God, Isaiah prophesied about the suffering servant over 700 years before Christ came. And we see in Isaiah 53:7, the word said, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. So we see the silence here, people of God. The word said he answered nothing. He was silent. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before his shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. People of God, the word has to be fulfilled. So we see Isaiah made it so clear here that it was about Jesus Christ, the suffering servant, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. John the Baptist saw him and pointed out, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So we see, people of God, Isaiah said he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. People of God, he did it all for us. He had no sin of his own. He became our sin substitute, people of God. And the word of God said, as a lamb before his shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. So look on verse 15 of Matthew 27. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished. So we see, people of God, he was before Pontius Pilate. And at the feast, this is a feast of the Passover. The word of God said it was customary for them to release a prisoner during this time. So the Roman authority would show clemency to a prisoner by releasing him during this time of the Passover. But this prisoner would be the one that the people requested to be released. The people had a say in whom should be released. People of God, the people had a say in whom should be released. Look on verse 16 of Matthew 27. And at that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. They had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So, people of God, this prisoner was widely known as an evil person, a bad person. So we're going to read a little more about this prisoner that the people wanted to be released. Turn to Luke 23. Luke 23, 17 and 19. Luke 23, 17 to 19. Luke 23, 17 to 19. The word of God tells us. Luke 23, 17 to 19. The word of God says, in Luke 23, 17 through to 19. And the word of God says here in verse 17, for it was necessary for him to release one to them at the feast. And they all cried out at once, saying, away with this man, and release to us Barabbas, who had been thrown into prison. Look on verse 19 to see the reason why this man was thrown into prison. Who had been thrown into prison for a certain rebellion made in the city and for murder. So we see, people of God, this man was a murderer. He was an insurrectionist. People of God, he was rebelling against the Roman governor. and he was a murderer. So this was the man that they requested, people of God. So we have to know a little about Barabbas. This was the type of man that the people wanted. So look on verse 17 of Matthew 27. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ? Verse 18 said, for he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. Pilate knew the reason why the religious leaders, the Jewish religious leaders, had handed over Jesus. Pilate knew that they had handed him over because of envy. And people of God, we have to understand what envy means. Envy means jealousy or displeasure at someone else's good work. And jealousy is really envying someone else's success or possession. So they envy Jesus for all the good works that he's doing. They envy him for the success that he had in his ministry. They envied him, people of God, for all the good works that he's doing. They envied him because he walked with such authority. They envied him, people of God, because he's a perfect God-man and he fulfilled all the righteous requirement of the law. He is God, God in the flesh. So they envied him. Now the word tells us in Matthew 7, 28 and 29. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. So we see, people of God, all those religious leaders, they had no authority. They were just speaking what the law said. So the word said he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. So they envied Jesus. But Pilate knew that they envied him. But the word of God reminds us in 1 Corinthians 13:4, and it tells us that love does not envy. So if they truly love Jesus, if they truly love God the Father, they would not be envious of Jesus Christ. So we have to understand and ask the Holy Spirit to guard our hearts against envy. Guard our hearts against jealousy. Guard our hearts, people of God, that we will be happy for our brothers and sisters when they excel. So we want to have the mind of Christ so that we will learn, people of God, to be happy for others, to rejoice with others as they excel also in ministry. So we want to be people of God who truly love Jesus and who truly walk according to his ways. So we will stop here for this evening and continue from there next week, God's willing. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your love, for your mercy. We thank you, O God, for this word that you have brought forth to us. We pray, O God Almighty Lord, that we will choose Jesus, O mighty God. We will choose to walk in righteousness and truth. And we will know, O God Almighty Lord God, that our lives are impacting others by the way we live. So I pray today, O God, we will walk, O God Almighty Lord, in the authority that Jesus has given us and walk as children of light. So we thank you again, O God Almighty, Holy Spirit, that you are guarding our hearts against envy, against jealousy, against anything that comes to contaminate us, and help us to be people who will show forth your glory and your praise. We give you thanks, we give you praise and glory as we look to you by faith in Jesus' precious name, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Continue to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. In the Lord is
thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us in 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.